USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Representatives from Ukraine and Russia are slated to hold their first diplomatic meeting since the Kremlin launched an invasion of Ukraine. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin put nuclear forces on high alert in response to what he deemed aggressive statements by Western nations. The European Union is also taking more action against Moscow, including financing weapons and other equipment for Ukraine. BP announced it was backing out of their stake in a big Russian oil company. That stake is valued at $14 billion. Ahead of the State of the Union address, fencing will be reinstalled around the U.S. Capitol. Officials are planning for trucker convoys that are planning protests against pandemic restrictions, similar to the ones that took place in Canada in the last several weeks. Capitol Police said they are exercising an abundance of caution. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard, I'm here with Nancy B., who's a longtime user of Revive One. Nancy, tell me, how has Revive One changed your life?
Well, my husband has a lot of pain in his back, and believe me, we've tried a million things. They have so many things on the counter. I've had prescriptions. I've had all kinds of things. But this really, really does relieve the pain on his shoulder and his back. And now I've got a little bursitis in my hip, and I've been using that too, and I'm so pleased. I tell people to please try this product because it really, really works.
Not available in stores or on Amazon. Get yours factory direct at painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland.com. Use coupon code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Pain relief or your money back at painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. Not available in stores or on Amazon. Painfreeland.com. Coupon code SAVE20. The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
North Korea launched a ballistic missile into the sea while America and its allies are focused on the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Some experts say North Korea is trying to perfect its weapons technology without interference from Washington. Japan's defense minister says the missile flew about 190 miles at maximum altitude before landing off North Korea's eastern coast. New York State will lift a statewide school mask mandate on Wednesday. Governor Kathy Hochul cited recent CDC guidance for her decision. She says parents can choose whether to keep their child masked or not, encouraging people not to bully anyone. Hochul says counties with high COVID positivity rates can decide what's best for them. In New York City, Big Apple Mayor Eric Adams says a final decision on masks in city public schools will be made on Friday. Former President Trump was the featured speaker at the Saturday edition of CPAC in Florida. He also won a 2024 straw poll. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Some Americans have panned President Biden's first year in office.
A new NPR-PBS Marist College poll measuring President Joe Biden's first year in office revealed that more than half of Americans, or 56%, called the president's first year in office a failure, with 39% calling it successful. Democrats, by 80%, called the first year a success, but 15% labeled it as a failure. In addition, two-thirds of independents panned Biden's first year, and 91% of Republicans agreed. The poll also revealing 54% of respondents don't believe President Biden fulfilled his campaign promises, and another 52% say the president has done more to divide the nation than unite it. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A study released this week found stand your ground laws are associated with an increase in gun homicides. The report, issued by the Journal of the American Medical Association, found that monthly homicides by firearms rose up to 11% in 23 states that enacted the laws. The greatest increases were in Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, and Missouri, where it ranged from 16% to 33.5%. The study also found some states like Texas and Arizona didn't have any significant increases after laws passed there. We have news for you on demand at any time at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.